I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, tennis outside in the winter in a steel cage. But first, from Tucson, Charlie Pierce joins me for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Anything in a steel cage is fine by me.
You're on the record now, and we'll move right along. Let's start by talking about NFL free agent signings by those not named Manning, Peyton. Those not familiar with a defensive end named Mario Williams will soon become so. He just signed with the Bills for 6 years and up to $100 million. Some say he'll be a game changer for Buffalo. What do you think?
He's one of the best there is, and he will be a game changer for Buffalo. And Tom Brady just got a nervous twitch and doesn't know why.
Calvin Johnson, a.k.a. Megatron, which is pretty scary, inked a mega deal on Wednesday. The All-Pro wide receiver's 8-year deal with Detroit is worth $132 million, 60 of those million guaranteed. That's the biggest contract in NFL history. Is he worth it?
Well, there are scouts who will tell you that no wide receiver is worth it, but he's become a signature player in Detroit. So I guess, you know, if you get a Megatron, it's cheap at any price.
This was also the week of personnel moves in the NBA, as that league's trade deadline passed on Thursday. The Portland Trailblazers cut 24 going on 84-year-old Greg Oden. They fired their coach, Nate McMillan, and in two separate transactions traded Marcus Camby and Gerald Wallace for Hasheem Thabeet, Johnny Flynn, Mehmet Okur, and Sean Williams. Will fans at tomorrow's home game against Golden State recognize anybody in their team's uniforms?
Well, if you're going to bring in a new coach, you might as well bring in a new team as well. They always say a new coach spends 3 days learning everybody's name. Well, you might as well have all the players learn the coach's name, too.
The Lakers shook up their roster as well. They sent veteran point guard Derek Fisher to Houston and acquired Ramon Sessions from Cleveland, among other moves. Do you think they were motivated by the other L.A. team clipping at their heels?
Oh, very nice. Derek Fisher leaving the Lakers is more of an event than it would appear. He's been, you know, a good piece of the soul of that team during its recent successful run.
Carmelo Anthony wants to remain where he is in New York with the Knicks. Do you think that decision has anything to do with the resignation this week of the head coach, Mike D'Antoni, there?
Well, the Knicks are a little stuck. They tore the entire team apart to trade for him when he was in Denver. So I think they're a little bit stuck with him right now. But I think that all things being equal, they would have gotten rid of him with D'Antoni.
The UConn Huskies were knocked out of the big dance during Thursday's first round. It's the first time since 1996 that a defending champion has gone out that early, but given that the Huskies were a 9 seed facing an 8 seed in Iowa State, was it really, as some say, I'm quoting now, the end of an era?
No, I don't know that it's the end of an era. Jim Calhoun is 70 years old. He's got to be thinking about retirement at that point. His health hasn't been the best. He's accomplished everything he could possibly accomplish at Connecticut. Why he didn't retire after last year's NCAA championship, I don't know.
The president of the United States has picked North Carolina to win the men's NCAA tournament and Baylor to take the top honors on the women's side. I guess he's probably pretty much guaranteed to get at least one of those, right? Don't you think?
Well, I was going to say he's way out on a limb on that women's pick. Nobody's beaten Baylor this year. I think he's in trouble with North Carolina, though. They are a very good team that does not always play that way.
Well, I have to follow up and ask you who wins then.
I believe if I look back at, and I don't have my brackets with me, believe it or not, I do not carry them everywhere I go in March. Kentucky's the best team in the country. Kentucky's going to win the national championship.
Andy Pettitte is a Yankee again. The left-handed pitcher turns 40 in June. He retired last February to spend more time with his family, and I guess his wife must have said, go get a job.
Yeah, to heck with them. I'm going back with the Yankees, says Andy. I forgot how boring these people are. No, I mean, you know, the Yankees are bolstering what is already a pretty formidable rotation. And if Pettit's in shape, he can help.
Yeah, safe to say they gave him a minor league contract, so
sure.
Who knows if this actually ends up with him on the roster. The Iditarod has a new youngest champion, Charlie. 25-year-old Dallas Seavey arrived in Nome Tuesday in 9 days, 4 hours, 29 minutes, and 26 seconds. He beat out his father, a former Iditarod champion, and his grandfather, who was also in the race. The kid's been training since he was 5. What took him so long?
I have no idea, but I got to admire Gramps for still hanging in there. And I think outside of the Iditarod, I think cricket is the only thing that measures its sport in days.
Charlie, we don't talk about television shows much, but I have been enjoying the series titled Luck on HBO. It's filmed at Santa Anita, the racetrack in California, but there will apparently be no second season. If more people had been watching, would that show have gone on despite the death of three horses?
I think it might have, but I think the death of three horses was a real show killer, if you know what I mean. They certainly pumped enough money into it. They had an A-plus list cast. This is the reality of racing. Horses die. And, you know, if you're gonna take heat about horses dying, you can't do a realistic film about a racetrack.
And finally, Charlie, everybody knows that the NCAA basketball tournaments inspire millions of fans across the nation, including the aforementioned president of the United States, to catch bracket fever. So how come Max Cole of Omaha, Nebraska, got in trouble for his endeavors along that line?
Because Max is still in elementary school where they frown on gambling, apparently, in Omaha.
He set up a pool, and he said to his classmates, hey, everybody chip in $5. We're going to do this thing. And
5 bucks. Remember, I was in elementary school. $5 was all the money in the world. I predict great things for Max, by the way. Perhaps even a job on ESPN by the time he's 13.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, among other places. And, of course, he joins me each week at this time on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.
Clear the decks. Clear the tracks. We got nothing to do but relax. Blow a kiss, take a bow. Baby, everything's coming.